Welcome to the Smooth Side of Jazz on KKRN Bella Vista 88.5 FM, listener-supported community radio. This is your host, Don Cooper. North State Giving Tuesday is a 14-hour online giving campaign for the benefit of more than 120 registered nonprofits in Shasta and Siskiyou counties. Giving Tuesday takes place on November 28th. KKRN is one of the nonprofits, new this year. You can schedule your donations in advance at northstategives.org today through November 27th. Most major credit cards and e-checks are accepted. Your donations will go further thanks to an incentive pool made possible by the Nodel Family Endowment Fund of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. Don't forget you can give to listener-supported KKRN Community Radio at northstategives.org by scheduling a donation today or on November 28th. This week's Look at Artists segment focuses on tenor saxophonist Richard Elliott. He was born in 1960 in Glasgow, Scotland. He grew up in Los Angeles and began playing the saxophone in middle school. He was attracted to R&B music and to jazz that had R&B roots. Elliott landed his first job while still a teenager with Natalie Cole and the Pointer Sisters. A few years later, he was tapped to record with some of his idols from Motown Records, which had relocated from Detroit to Los Angeles. In the 1970s, he had the chance to record with Smokey Robinson, the Four Tops, and the Temptations. Elliott was later tapped to record with the Yellow Jackets on their second album. After touring with Melissa Manchester for a time, he was asked to become a full-fledged member of Tower of Power Horns in 1982. Initially terrified to find himself among some of the most accomplished and highly respected musicians on the funk R&B scene, he soon began to learn from the group about being a musician, being a performer, being a team player in a horn section, and about how to make a statement when you step out and do a solo. He soon demonstrated his versatility with the saxophone. It was a hard decision, but after 5 years he knew he was ready, and he left Tower of Power to pursue a solo career. Great things followed almost immediately. By the late 1980s, Elliott had launched four albums. His solo career took off in 1989 with the album Take to the Skies. On one of the songs, he had a huge hit with a remake of the Percy Sledge classic, When a Man Loves a Woman. Here is that song. We'll be right back. Richard Elliott has had 11 Billboard number one songs. He has released a prolific 24 albums. In 2005, he released the album Metro Blue, which reached number two on Billboard's Contemporary Jazz chart. Its single, a cover of the Stylistics' People Make the World Go Around, spent 11 weeks at number one on the Radio and Records Airplay chart. Let's listen to that song. In 2011, Richard Elliott released an album with a title that proved to be one of the best descriptions of what was happening to his musical career. That title, In the Zone, proved that indeed he was in the zone with Billboard number one songs for 5 straight years from 2011 to 2015. Leading off that string is Boomtown, number one in 2011. You are listening to KKRN 88.5 FM, listener-supported community radio, operated entirely by listener-supported volunteers that donate their time. We are happy to have you as a listener. Richard Elliott has collaborated very successfully with several other smooth jazz artists. Elliott participated with fellow saxophonist Paul Taylor and Gerald Albright, as well as keyboardist Jeff Lorber, in the Grooving for Grover concert series in the early years of 2000. The series honored the legacy of the late, great Grover Washington Jr. He collaborated on an album, R&R, with Rick Braun, with the title track reaching number one, and with Jeff Golub producing yet another number one with the song Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got. One of Elliott's favorite projects was the collaborative 2011 release Summer Horns, which found him teaming up with fellow sax slingers Dave Caws, Gerald Albright, and Mindy Hebert. The album was nominated for a Grammy in the category of Best Pop Instrumental Album. At the end of our program, I will play their number one hit from that album, Got to Get You Into My Life. But for now, here's the title track from his 2014 album, Lip Service, that reached number one in 2015.
Thank you.
It is time for our weekly look at the Billboard Top Songs in Smooth Jazz. With the pre-Christmas slowdown and new releases, things remain exactly the same as last week. Now 14 weeks on the chart and having been number 2 multiple weeks, we have the guitar duet of Paul Brown and Chris Standring from the album One Way Back, continuing this week at number 3. This is Piccadilly Circus. After 4 weeks at number 1 and falling to number 2 last week, we find Boney James' song, TikTok, from the album Honestly, continuing this week at number 2. Thank you. Late August marked the release of Najee's fantastic album, Poetry in Motion. Najee combines with the British band Incognito on the song Let's Take It Back that was near the top for several weeks before reaching number one last week. Let's Take It Back continues for the second week at number one. You are listening to The Smooth Side of Jazz on KKRN 88.5 FM, listener-supported community radio. This is our new releases page where you will hear the absolute latest in smooth jazz. I miss seeing this one as it was released without much hype. Guitarist Tim Bowman had a September 7th release of an album, Into the Blue. Let's start it off with his song from that album, City Lights. A March release from Marcus Anderson of the album Limited Edition had this song that combined his sax with the guitar of Adam Hawley. This is Backseat Drivers. We'll be right back. Najee's August 25th release, Poetry in Motion, that now has the number one song on the charts the past 2 weeks, also had this song, Stratosphere. Don't forget, November 28th is Giving Tuesday, and you can donate to KKRN by going to northstategives.org. For more information, check out kkrn.org and our Facebook page, KKRN 88.5 FM. You are listening to The Smooth Side of Jazz on KKRN Bella Vista 88.5 FM, listener-supported community radio. This is Don Cooper, your host. Tonight's program is only 1 hour instead of the normal two. Please stay tuned for Pamela Spoto and Late Night Poetry Jam. It has been a pleasure to have you on board, and I sincerely thank you for listening and hope to see you back next week when we reach that magic month of December and we begin to play some terrific smooth jazz Christmas music. I would love to hear from you. My email is smoothside@kkrn.org. Look for my show description and archives of all previous programs at kkrn.org. Please keep in mind that our station is run entirely by volunteers, and we need your help to stay on the air and continue to provide good programming for your listening pleasure. Donations can be made at our website at kkrn.org. For our conclusion, we return to this week's featured artist, Richard Elliott. The 2013 album, Summer Horns, was a collaboration with other fantastic sax musicians, Dave Cause, Gerald Albright, and Mindy Hebert. The album was nominated for a Grammy in the category of Best Pop Instrumental Album. From that album, we conclude with a Billboard number one song, Got to Get You Into My Life.